Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Perfect about it. I think that's we can let our listeners decide if that new intro is here to stay.
Jag tycker inte att det där is here to stay, men
you're not in charge. The listeners are.
Jag är bokstavligt talat in charge.
I had a question for you that I think is a good question.
Okay.
No matter what you say, this is a good question.
Oh, Lord.
What? Like, where are you?
Nej.
Where are you?
Nowhere.
On the mentioning of exes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where are you? Like, when is, like...
Alltså, om man får göra det, eller?
Yeah, as in a relationship. Like, when is it too much?
Ja,
when is it all right? Because, like, I have fond memories of exes. And I dream of them sometimes.
Oh. I heard my throat doing that. Oh my gosh.
No, but like, I can talk positively about an ex, and then I feel like I know, like, let me chill. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be mad at me.
Mm.
But, like, that's not something we've ever talked about. Like, all right, that's enough. You know what I mean?
Ja, men hur mycket positive friggin' things do you need to say? Alltså, for what reason?
Like, what is the... Like, what's over the... Well, you would have to hear it to know if it's over the...
Men line. Typ. Men alltså, jag förstår inte heller riktigt vad syftet är. Vad är syftet med det? Kan du förklara?
I don't know, some people, there's people out there that don't want you to act like, they want you to act like that person never existed ever.
Ja, men så, det tycker jag är löjligt.
I know you're not like
ja.
That. I couldn't be with somebody like that.
Men jag tycker inte heller att man behöver säga det. Alltså jag undrar bara vad syftet är med att säga en massa positiva saker. Det är ju skillnad om man berättar om en situation man var med om. Mm. Eller alltså någonting som man tänkte på under relationen. Eller. Jag vill också bara säga så här. Vid det här laget i vår relation, när vi har varit gifta i liksom nästan 20 år, alltså så här, varit tillsammans i nästan 20 år och så vidare, då känner jag liksom att en ex vid det här laget är liksom i princip a damn teenager. Alltså det,
yeah.
Det är liksom...
There's no...
Nej, alltså jag vet inte. Det går liksom inte att jämföra med någonting som du och jag har.
So you think you're better than her?
Exakt. Nej, men jag bara menar att det är svårt att... likställa liksom den relation som du har haft, de relationer du har haft innan du har varit med mig. Så att jag tror att alltså så här, svartsjuke sidan av det hela alltså blir ju nästan lite löjlig, förstår du? Sen om man, alltså upplever jag att jag ska känna mig lite löjlig liksom. Men sen om du skulle säga bara hon gjorde så här, hon var så här, oh, jag tänkte,
why can't you cook like her?
Men
that type of thing,
Då hade, nej, jag skojar bara, men då hade det varit mycket sådana saker. Det är klart att man ändå kan bli svartsjuk och känna sig att det är olustigt liksom. Men
but feeling that is
too much,
untasteful or distasteful.
Ja, men det är klart att det skulle kunna vara, det kan ju vara om du skulle liksom börja jämföra mig.
Mm. Liksom. Which I wouldn't do.
Eller försöka prata massor om sex typ med en tidigare partner. Det känner jag bara så här, det är helt ointressant för mig och inappropriate. Alltså, varför skulle jag vara intresserad av det?
Because I feel like I don't know anything. Like I don't know hardly anything about any of your past anything.
Ja.
And I'm wondering, do you do out of respect, or like, do you do it, or just like, these people are just out of my life and I don't need to talk about, or like, is it like a respect thing?
Det är alltså nog framför allt nummer två. Alltså,
so you think it's a respect thing?
Nej, jag menar tvärtom. Alltså, ja, det är också en respect thing, men det är definitivt, alltså framför allt att så här, jag går inte och tänker på dem. Alltså det är sällan som jag tänker på någonting med.
The only person in your past that you think about is that guy that when we lived in.
Men gud.
That you used to check out every time we parked the car. Yeah, our neighbor.
The sexy military neighbor.
Oh. Our neighbor. Who said military? Huh? Never said. I've never said that it was that guy. I wasn't even talking about him.
Yes, you were. Don't be ridiculous. No,
you were.
Don't be ridiculous.
I can't believe this. What a revelation.
Oh my god. Huh. Men okej, vad tycker du då?
I feel like, I mean, I'm not, you know, we're different in that regard. I don't know. I think all of our past experiences shape us into who we are today. Mm. So, I mean, we do carry those memories with us. And but I mean, I'm not going to be talking about sex sessions. I think that's disrespectful. I wouldn't do that. But if I have a fond memory, or like a or not even fond, but just like a memory that pops into my head, I might share it if I don't think it will bother you.
Men du har ju absolut genom våra år tillsammans haft tendens att overshare, so to speak.
But I never went like...
Det finns historier som jag hade kunnat inte behövt veta. Så skulle man, det går igen, det är ändå on brand för okay. dig. Så vi är lite olika där. Mm. Bland annat. Ja, okay. Men det var en bra fråga i alla fall.
Oh, see, you're ready to shoot me down. Mm. And once again, I am the hero.
Ja, vi kan ju höra med våra lyssnare som följer oss på Instagram om vad de tycker gränsen går för ex-snack.
Yeah, we have some people in the past that have displayed a bit of jealous rage in them. And I wonder what they're like. Because some people really do not want you to bring up your ex. Like,
ja, men det finns, jag vet att vi har lyssnare som har sagt att så här,
F them.
Ja, vi pratar inte om det alls. Liksom. Det finns inte. Vi låtsas som de inte finns. Ja, jag menar, to each his own. Man får ha sin strategi. Jag tycker som du sa dock att det är viktigt att komma ihåg att alla, alltså det man har varit med om,
thank my
inklusive.
Ex. Thank my
you.
Ex for helping.
Next. Ex. Ja, exakt. Yeah. Nej, men att man att det formar en såklart, eller ens ibland ens känslor och åsikter kring en relation liksom. Men som sagt, jag tycker också efter alla år tillsammans som du och jag har varit tillsammans så blir det ju lite
yeah.
Det
I hope,
lite annorlunda tycker jag.
I hope with your next that you talk about me.
I'm gonna pretend positive. Like you didn't exist.
Before we get started on what you gotta say, I have one more thing to add out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. The other day, you told me that you thought it was so cute when you laugh like that. Is what you said when you laugh like that. And
now you're trying to laugh like that.
I can't remember. I can't remember because I did like three laughs. I remember I did like three laughs right then. And I was just like, damn, which one is she talking about? Something to...
Nej, men det är inte själva... Det...
I don't even...
Det är inte själva tonläget av skrattet som var cute. Vad är din min?
I can't do it again.
Jag orkar inte. Det var att du ville visa mig något och du höll med så mycket med det. Alltså det var själva liksom...
So it seems difficult to reinvent.
Jag tror faktiskt att det blir mest cute när det inte är forcerat. I'm just saying. Jag tror att det är liksom...
You think a lot of my laughs are forced?
Nej, jag bara menar att om du nu ska försöka anstränga dig för att hitta det här skrattet igen. Jag tror inte det kommer bli riktigt samma sak.
It's really been on my mind. It's what, 2 days? Or yesterday?
Det är väldigt roligt. Yeah. I'll let you know if you ever do it again.
All right, now it's time for red and red and red. The hell? You can't cough in the middle of my red relationship intro.
Förlåt, jag har faktiskt varit sjuk. Jag, min hosta är kvar. Jag ber om ursäkt.
And now it's time for relationships. My female 36 husband, male 29, was fired for inappropriate communication with a coworker.
Oh no.
Where do I go from here?
Fired också.
God damn.
Oof. Okay.
Last week, my husband, a director in sales, came to me and asked me to sit down.
Fy fan.
Oh, he said that he was fired for inappropriate messages between him and a coworker. Damn, he just straight up. Turns out it was one of the sales interns, female 20. He's younger than her. He's 7 years younger than his wife.
Jag vet, men han är fortfarande 29.
Oh yeah, it's too old. Yeah. I mean, and it's just inappropriate. It's intern. They were sexting on the company's Slack. I think Slack is a communication thing.
Idioter.
Like a chat device, like a thing. He is dumb as hell, because obviously if it's a company thing. He said they never were together physically, but I can't confirm that because I don't have access to read their messages. He claims he sent some shirtless pics, but no nudes.
Men gud, på arbetschatten, okej. Okay.
I might have lost.
Okay, jag försöker.
For what to do.
Förlåt att jag ska ta med, jag bara tänker, jag jobbar i så här journalsystem där man skriver. Du vet att man kan chatta i de journalerna. Tänk om jag skulle bara
check on this topless pic.
jag tror inte ens det går, men det var så sjuk tanke att man skulle bara här är ett bra ställe.
It's obviously to hide it from his wife.
Exakt.
Well. I'm at a loss for what to do. I've been in bed all day every day and I'm depressed. Oh. He claims that he wants to fix this and will do anything to regain my trust. That's a good start. Mm. But a big part of me wants to just walk away. I'm a stay-at-home mom with 3 kids, which complicates things a lot. What advice do you have for me, John and Sandra? Interesting. I should put my name first.
It's so dumb.
Edit. I want to read her edit. Mm. You have all been so amazing. Except for the guy in chats angry, I won't send pics.
Idioter, alltså.
I made this post mostly to vent. The support and love is amazing. You made me laugh and cry this morning. Thank you all. I'm contacting divorce lawyers today. Imagine that. Reddit told her to break it off. Okay. Lot to unpack here.
Verkligen. Okej. Okay. Ja, vad är din spontana känsla?
Girl, no.
Alltså man kan ju känna att han berättar ju bara för att han blev sparkad. Såklart.
Right, exactly. Yep, that's my first thought. He's telling her because he got caught.
Ja, och han är ju inte påkommen av henne så att säga. Så att då, jag är väldigt nyfiken på hur det här uppdagades på arbetsplatsen också. Alltså så här, det är väldigt pinsamt också.
To lose your job over that. To lose your job, I hope he's lying. I hope he's lying and he did more than just shirtless pick. Earn your firing. You know what I'm saying?
Nej, men sluta.
You want to lose your
men
job.
Men det var inte bara det var ju sexting.
Yeah, but but okay. He told her there was nothing physical, but I guess he was just inappropriate
alltså,
chatting.
Jag tycker ju tyvärr att det är en
what an idiot.
Ja, och det är också en extremt liksom alltså det är en varningsflagg som bara den att liksom alltså att ta sig, alltså det är så många, vad man än tycker om liksom, vad ska man säga, otrohet eller såna här liksom inappropriate
flirtation.
Säga, liksom, ja, flirtar och alltså så här,
boundaries.
Att ha så, jag tycker bara att det är så dåligt liksom, vad är ordet jag söker, men att han ens tar gränsen att bara så här, känna sig typ smart för att man gör det på arbets liksom chatten. Det är bara så här, han är också stupid typ. Det hade också varit så jävla störigt att få reda på det här sättet. Och som sagt, jag tror inte att han hade avslöjat någonting såklart. Och då är frågan, är det här verkligen första gången som han gör något sånt?
Damn.
skulle han tala om det för henne i så fall? Alltså jag förstår att det är väldigt svårt för henne att känna var någonstans kan jag lita på honom i det här. Alltså, sen kan ju folk också vara otrogna och vilja förändras, inte vilja göra om det och vilja. Alltså det är ju också fullt möjligt.
Right, but that's for her. She gotta try to figure that out.
Ja.
Or I mean, if she seems like she's made her mind up, but
jag undrar också om de här tre barnen, är de hans barn, undrar man?
Probably. I would guess.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Han är också, som du sa, ganska mycket yngre än henne.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Dang, it's a lot there we don't know. But I would say in this situation, he's got to do some soul searching. He says he wants it to be, he wants to make it right, and he's so sorry and all of that. But he's got to make her feel secure again. That should be his focus. And if that's coming clean or like saying, or it's mainly finding out internally what his deal is, if he really wants it.
Ja, och också vad hon behöver och sen anstränga sig, alltså göra sitt absolut bästa för att, i så fall att möta henne i det.
Yeah.
Men ja, svårt. Nu skrev hon ju att hon tänkte kontakta skilsmässoadvokat och sådär.
Mm.
Men det är ändå, man blir ändå nyfiken på liksom hur han tar sig vidare ens. Alltså sådär, söka nya jobb. Ah, looking for a new opportunity.
Yeah, there'll be a new job.
Ja, ja, såklart.
There'll be a new job for him. What's she gonna do though? Man, stay at home mom and probably an alimony type of thing, but now you gotta figure that out. I don't know, man.
Rough, alltså. Yeah. Oh, no.
It's just like a messy situation.
Ja, verkligen.
Brought on by this guy. Yeah, that's why I say he's gotta look internally.
Men
you gotta
see, du tänker inte automatiskt såhär, dumpa honom?
No, but it depends on what her deal breakers are.
Ja.
It doesn't seem like it's a deal breaker for her, because she's wondering what to do. He didn't, as far as we know, and as far as she knows, it seems, he didn't, like, actually cheat with this woman, and he made it a point to say that he didn't go farther than sending a shirtless pic.
Mm. Om det ens är sant. Som hon säger, hon kan ju inte heller liksom bekräfta att det är allt som har hänt, liksom.
Right, so, I mean, it seems like he established some boundaries of his own, and maybe he's just curious and playful and irresponsible, obviously. So it doesn't seem unsalvageable, despite what, I mean, you're gonna live, hopefully if it works out, then you spend the next couple decades together, and this will be a blip on the radar.
Yeah,
in the grand scheme of things, in the big picture, this could be a small
business. You know.
But that's up to him if he's gonna dig in and try to fix it.
Ja, jag håller med. Jag hoppas att hon landar i någonting som hon verkligen känner sig bekväm med i alla fall.
Yeah, I hope she can I hope she can feel good with, because I kind of want them, something about the stay at home mom and three kids and all this stuff. I kind of want it to work out. I'm just thinking about the whole thing.
Man kan inte heller stanna med någon bara för att det är jobbigt.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, he's, if he's seriously trying to make it better, then I hope they could work it out. I don't know, man. I think as a kid who wanted my parents to stay together, I overly root for people to stay together.
Det behöver man ju inte alls göra.
Right, exactly.
Leave
them, girl.
Okay.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Husband, 30, male, goes to his parents' house almost every day to eat and chill. I, 29, female, am at my wit's end. Hey guys, for context, we've been together 6 years, married for 3 months plus. Okay, getting up there. We moved into a place, that's what she wrote, 10 minutes away from his parents' house, which is basically in the town where he grew up in. Ooh-wee. So all his friends are staying nearby. We're both working, and so I don't really cook dinner, and it's either we eat out or I will buy food for dinner and we eat together. Cut to the chase. My husband goes to his parents' house very often, maybe 3 to 4 times a week, to hang out with his brother, 27 male, who is staying at the parents' house, and also with my husband's friends, where they play Pokemon cards until like 2 a.m. He's very close to his brother, and the brother was quite sad when we got married because he felt as though my husband was leaving him. Sometimes he goes there to watch YouTube videos with his brother, too. I got to see how old this guy is. 30 years old. And then the second thing they do is have dinner with his parents since they cook a lot. And occasionally have lunch with them since my husband is a business owner, has flexible working hours. Most of the times I'm invited to join for dinner, but I decline because I finish work around 7:30. And I'm too tired to drive there and make a conversation. Also, I'm someone who values my me time and personal space, so social interactions feel quite taxing for me. Having said that, I do enjoy talking to my husband after work and having dinner together. Also note that his dad loves cooking hearty meals and going for lunch at nice restaurants and often invites us to join him. I see his family and have meals with them 2 times a week max. Sometimes my husband goes to his parents' house and comes home at like 2 a.m., just to play Pokemon cards with his friends and brother. They don't play at my house because we live in a small apartment and I don't necessarily like having people over my personal space, especially during weekends when I just want to chill. This clearly bothers me. How do I navigate the situation and move forward as a couple with healthy boundaries? I feel like the boundaries are already there and kind of healthy. She likes her personal space. She doesn't like being social. So he goes away and is social.
Men är det inte också känslan av måste han vara ute till 2 på natten? Men är det bara på helgen? Det där kanske jag inte förstod. För jag förstod att det var på veckodag. Alltså hela tiden att han är ute liksom hela natten och spelar Pokémon-kort? Frågetecken.
Can't be doing that.
Men jag håller med Pokemon. Dig. Men det kanske är att hon upplever att han faktiskt spenderar mer tid med sin... originalfamilj.
Oh, yeah, she come home so late.
Yeah. Han kan väl cook. What the hell?
No, she was. I mean, would you?
Han kan ju gå hem och laga mat till sin fru.
I'm saying he could. Yeah, I guess if she wants him to cook, yeah, he could cook. But it seems like he's going to go get a free meal.
Jag tycker.
Hang out with his family.
Men han behöver inte göra det majoriteten av veckans dagar. Tycker jag. Men jag samtidigt håller jag med dig. Det känns ju ändå som att han. Alltså han är liksom att umgås med sin familj. Det är inte så att han är ute och klubbar på en bar varje kväll. Liksom.
It feels like one of these extrovert introvert mismatches. Classic. But she gets home late. So he's like, I need to be around somebody like I would. I need to be around people. And why not my family?
Jag tycker hon ska kommunicera det här tydligt med honom och försöka kanske reda ut för sig själv vad det är hon skulle önska. Alltså vad är det hon saknar liksom?
Because she wasn't really clear in that message
exakt.
Alone.
Nej, exakt. Det är med att hon tycker bara vi träffar dem tillräckligt mycket.
Yeah.
Men samtidigt om hon inte behöver göra det, men då kanske känner att hon faktiskt vill umgås med sin man. Och det kan man ju verkligen ha rätt att känna. Då skulle jag nog... Yeah. Borde de inte ha kanske något schema? De här dagarna är våra dagar liksom.
Yeah. Have a date night. Have a, cause she said she likes to, she doesn't cook that much. So she buys food like on the way home. But it's 7:30 when you get off. You're getting home at 8:00.
Nej, men jag tycker att man kan ändå, skulle kunna förvänta sig att han är hemma 4 av 7 dagar i veckan. I alla fall, till exempel. Alltså att han får göra om sin prioritering lite grann. Så hon känner sig mer sedd och
Or she can start playing Pokémon.
Vad tycker du om den här relationen med brorsan då?
It's a little weird. Especially that he expressed that he was jealous. Get the fuck out of here, adult man. Ja. Are you jealous?
Han saknar att ha honom hemma.
He lives 10 minutes away.
Men det stod inte hur gammal brorsan var.
It doesn't, I mean...
Jag hade ändå önskat att...
I don't think a 15-year-old said I was jealous of y'all. This is some adult, dumb borde, guy shit.
Ja. Jag tycker han borde kanske ta med sig brorsan hem till sig ibland i alla fall. Så att hon också kan...
No, but then they're in her personal space in their small apartment. She's making it, she is making it tough.
Yeah,
for him to make her happy.
Kanske.
She got the personal space issue. She doesn't like to... She thinks 2 times a week max that she's around them. Mm. And it seems like she's not into that. And then... He obviously is, and it's his family.
Ja.
This is really a tough one.
Ja, men tycker du att han borde anpassa sig lite eller?
Yes, he definitely should. Once she figures out what the real issue is, like what bothers her and what would what would make her feel more comfortable, then she can express it. But if it's you sit home and wait for me, because I want you to be in my space with me.
Man undrar ju vilken tid han slutar och när han är hos sin familj. För det känns ju som att...
Business owner, she said. Ja, he's got flexible hours.
Precis, men känns det som att han på en arbetsdag kanske skulle kunna hinna med både och?
Yes, he goes at lunch too. It's a lot of time.
Det är mycket tid med sin familj. Det är lite så här cut the cord already. Mm-hmm. Alltså om han slutar 5 så hade han kunnat åka hem och vara med sin familj i 1.5-2 timmar och äta med dem och sen ändå komma hem.
And make
i
dinner.
Tid till, och vara med sin fru.
Mm-hmm.
Också.
And, yeah, and she did express in there that she liked to have dinner with him and to talk about their day.
Mm. Alltså, han skulle kanske inte behöva vara där hela kvällarna.
Yeah.
Ja, det är lite att fundera på, men det känns inte som att det är ett jättesvårt problem att reda ut.
No, I think the hard part is figuring out what she wants. Ja. Which is kind of, you know, on par, women.
Oh, really?
It's like trying to get you to figure out what you want to order. What do you want to eat?
Men jag kan relatera till känslan av att så här, när jag vill, alltså att vilja liksom bara att du ska bara vara där.
Yeah. And it's, yeah.
Jag vill inte att
it's driven me crazy
before. Jag vill bara att du ska vara hemma.
Yeah, so you can go to sleep.
Ja.
It's messed up.
Jag känner mig tryggast när du är hemma så jag bara kan få sova och relax.
And this, you go to bed and I'm just sitting there like, aha.
Ja.
Jaha. Like a Swede. Ja då. Jag är själv nu.
Ja. And I appreciate it.
It's no,
it's
no
my
good.
Best time.
Asleep.
Falling asleep on you right there.
Not even right there.
You in the living room.
And me in the living watching room. Watching TV. And watching the, finishing the movie we started.
Exactly.
While you lay in the bed and I'm here.
The best
not,
of times.
I'm here not doing stand-up.
Oh my god. Oh, nej, det är inte lätt. Det är inte lätt. Jag hoppas att de...
However, I know that you want this weird thing that I don't necessarily understand. And... I try to be flexible and you know I want to go out and do my comedy thing with my comedy friends and be around comedy, you know that helps me. And yeah, we work it out. A couple weeks ago, you actually were like, you need to go out and do some comedy, right? You got these goals. Go out there and do it. And I think that week I went out 4 nights and did comedy. And sometimes we've compromised to where, all right, I'm going to go out and do comedy, but I'm going to go straight to the gig and drive right back. Like drive to the gig and come back. So that it's not, so you're not, so you're not by yourself asleep.
Bra.
So you're joined.
Good. I'm glad. I'm very glad.
Odd.
Nej, det är det inte. Man är ju gifta för att man vill vara med varandra i sitt gemensamma hem.
Mm-hmm. I prefer... oddly enough, to be awake with my partner.
Okay. Oh, jag tycker det här avsnittet är över nu.
Right.
Tack så mycket för att ni har lyssnat.
Yes, I appreciate you all. Don't forget you can write us perfectapartedpod@gmail.com or you can hit us up on Instagram @perfectapartedpod And look out for us asking questions, and we like engagement. And don't forget to rate us high. That helps us out. Yeah, rate 5. If you don't give us 5 stars, then you can go to hell.
Then don't bother.
Yeah, but we appreciate y'all, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.